This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot of news to get into here today. It is a busy weekend and a lot coming up over the next couple of weeks. Not to mention the TLC pay-per-view. We got actually pretty much a full card for that show. It's still a few weeks away. But a lot of news. The TLC card is noted. We have new signees to Ring of Honor, both Brody King and Walter. Not Walter. PCO. Reading my notes here talking about the buzz that PCO began generating after a match with Walter in New Orleans over WrestleMania weekend. Walter, of course, now with WWE UK. But PCO is headed to Ring of Honor. Brody King is heading to Ring of Honor. What are your thoughts on those two being added to the Ring of Honor roster? Obviously, the belief is over the course of the next several months, Ring of Honor probably losing the Young Bucks, probably losing Cody. Of course, what that means in the new year is anybody's guess, because Cody is, in fact, still working for Ring of Honor. He's going to be working the final battle show, and he is not under contract to Ring of Honor. So just because the Young Bucks and Cody and whoever else might not be signed to Ring of Honor in 2019, depending on what they do with their careers, they may still be available for some Ring of Honor shows. So we'll see what happens. But PCO is signed. Brody King is signed. They've been added to the roster. So there you go. On that note, we also have the NXT TakeOver show over WrestleMania weekend, NXT TakeOver New York. It is going to be moving from Saturday to Friday. So it will not be going head-to-head with the Ring of Honor show at Madison Square Garden, which is very, very interesting. We could talk about that. We got updates on Filthy Tom Lawler and his broken hand. We got some notes on Evolve and Impact Wrestling. LAX was scheduled to work some shows for Evolve in December, but now they're not going to. Evolve issued a statement explaining why over the weekend. Lots of stuff to get into today. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. And we'll kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. I tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. We got a lot to get into here today. Pardon me. I thought I was going to be able to avoid that, but I couldn't. All right, got a lot to get into here today. We're going to start with the WWE and Ring of Honor news. And there's a lot going on here. Then we'll get into TLC and everything else, your phone calls, emails, text messages. PCO, Carl Ouellette, Pierre-Carl Ouellette, who has built a second career as a monster powerhouse on the indies at the age of 50, is headed to Ring of Honor. MLW confirmed Ouellette left the promotion, would be unable to fulfill his remaining dates, saying he had the best offer of his career, which immediately led to speculation it was WWE. However, the offer came from Ring of Honor. He started out as Carl Wallace in Puerto Rico, Pierre of the Quebecers, finally Jean-Pierre Lafitte, a pirate from 1987 through 2000, included being a star in Puerto Rico, tag team champion in WWF with Jacques Rougeau, and someone on the roster, it says here, in WCW. Returned in 2016, a new gimmick.
That's an amazing French-Canadian. How could they undersell that?
A new gimmick as the French Frankenstein PCO started generating buzz, particularly after a match with Walter in New Orleans over WrestleMania weekend. Also departing MLW for another offer was Brody King. Dave Meltzer confirmed King headed to the promotion. King has pulled out of all future dates with Major League Wrestling. He has gained traction over the last year as an independent name, branched out across the U.S. and beyond, AAW, Defy, Progress, WWN, etc. He's the current AAW champion. Originally trained, Santino Brothers Wrestling Academy, made his debut in 2015. Worked in the Southern California indie scene extensively. PWG debut last February. And now he's heading to Ring of Honor. So they're signing people, as the Young Bucks and Cody probably are not re-signing with the Ring of Honor. That's going to free up a lot of money. And obviously MLW has some people under contract. As you can see by those contracts, if better offers come along, those people can move elsewhere. Ring of Honor's acquiring talent. WWE, NXT, they're going to be acquiring talent. If you're a independent wrestler, 2019 might be your year. Everybody's getting looked at. And I guess the good news for me would be that now PCO is off the table for WrestleMania weekend. Any thoughts on all of this, Mike?
Do you see Ring of Honor extending a hand to you?
I'm not going anywhere.
To you,
I'm not signing with anybody. Are you kidding me?
Sure. Okay.
No. Why would I sign with anybody?
I
can't take that pay cut.
See, well, yeah, look, that's one thing about PCO. A lot of people are wondering what he got paid for calling it the greatest contract he's ever signed. Doesn't mean it's the most lucrative contract he's ever signed. It may just be lifestyle-wise, he's the greatest thing that, and hey, at his age and at this point in his career, I don't think he ever thought he'd get signed. I think when this whole, you know, revolution came with his career, I'm sure he thought he'd get some looks here, some looks there, but for this to blossom into what it's blossomed into, I mean, it's never too late. And Brody King, I mean, it's you can see where Ring of Honor is obviously, they're trying. they're doing their best. They got Jeff Cobb in there. He's been a recent signing. They're taking a turn into a different direction. Silas Young is apparently coming back. They were able to keep him when it looked like he was possibly going to sign with NXT. So it's quite hossy right now in Ring of Honor. So they've got that going on, and they've obviously had to do something to try to stay aggressive. And we'll see how it goes. Because again, these aren't, I don't think, bank breaking deals, but they are going to actually have to probably toss some money out there if people like the Young Bucks or somebody like that, if there's still hope to sign them, as well as other people who are going to be in demand if MLW and certainly NXT, WWE to start throwing money around.
If you want to give us a call today, 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. You can call the Sports Byline as well if you'd like to, 1-800-878-PLAY. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
I have a question about Becky Lynch. The T-shirt, the man shirt, do you think that's confusing little girls that they're really a man? Because I
No, Ryan, you have a real question today. Are you kidding?
Well, if you don't want to answer that, I can throw something else at you.
Okay. Hey, did you find out? Hey, weren't you responsible for finding out an answer for me when the next season of Lucha Underground is debuting?
Yeah, I answered that question for you already.
No, you didn't. I'm talking on the radio show, not on Twitter. When is the next season of Lucha Underground, Ryan?
Before the end of the summer coming up, I would say.
You would say? I thought you were going to find out this information for sure. I thought you said this was going to be easy.
Well, it is easy. You just use the past to answer questions from the future.
I see. So because they've taped in the past, they're inevitably going to tape again in the future.
Well, you just use the time period that they use.
Okay. So Lucha Underground will be taping again, you believe, in the summer of 2019.
Before the summer.
So the next season, you believe, will air in the summer of 2019, maybe the fall.
That's what I predict.
Okay. So basically, we don't need to worry about El Rey for a while.
Well, they're not going to do anything until that blackout's taken care of, because it's pretty easy.
Definitely. They will not be taping until that blackout is taken care of.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much for the call, Ryan. For these scoops and more, you can always listen to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We don't have to worry about El Rey, but we do have to worry about BN Sports, because MLW is going to be live on Saturdays. What is this deal here that they've got, or what's going on exactly with MLW and BN Sports?
MLW and BN?
Yeah, don't they have some excitement going on?
Yeah, they got a live special coming up.
There you go. It's 6:05 on a Saturday.
I don't know the time, but that would make sense. I don't know if they can get the 6:05 part, but maybe 6 o'clock. I don't know. What are they going to do for the 5 extra minutes? Just 5 minutes of top-of-the-hour news?
I don't know. Maybe you run some old TBS commercials then, if you're going with 6:05.
Paul here says,
Andy Griffith reruns.
I saw your match versus the world's 10th greatest tag team of all time. Terrible. You guys made the Bushwhackers look like the British Bulldogs. Get out of here. You're a numbskull.
Brian wishes he could be Butch Miller or Duke Williams.
Yeah, you think that's an insult.
Although, I tell you what,
I'd kill to be as good as the sheep herders.
Are you going to start incorporating the battering ram? Because you could definitely take Tom's hard head and ram it into somebody during a match.
Philly Tom broke his hand a couple of weekends ago and got the good news. He does not need surgery. He doesn't even need a cast.
It's a man.
It's incredible. I saw the x-ray. There's a bone that's supposed to go in a straight line that it doesn't. And somehow, no cast and no surgery. It's amazing what can be done.
Fighters, man. They heal not only faster, but differently than a normal human.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Greetings and salutations, Michael. How you doing today? How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing fine. What's
up, I'm living.
You got about a minute here, so we need to really snap to it here today.
All right, my question is for Brian. I mean, for you, Mike. Do you think that Norwood actually have a online service? And what did you think of the fight between Fury and Wilder from last night, Mike?
Fury and Wilder, it was definitely a fight that seemed like they have more fights set up. and Fury probably should have deserved it, but we've got a rematch, and that's what boxing's all about now, to try to drum that up. When it comes to Noah, Adam Summers made fun of it on the Big Audio Nightmare this week. Doesn't a tech company have some sort of involvement in pro wrestling, Noah, yet they're the only ones without a streaming service? Yeah, that's got to be coming at some point for them, considering there are miniature women's promotions in Japan, for heaven's sakes, that they got streaming services. So, yeah, Noah's slightly behind the curve that way.
Well, you know, maybe because there's a technology service there, they're biding their time. They're not going to make any mistakes. They're gonna launch this at some point and blow everybody's minds. That could happen, right?
It's possible.
Yeah. You don't believe that?
No, not at all, really. I think they're just really behind the times again. Tokyo Pro, you got a bunch of other groups, and it's not like you can't find Noah. They're up on some places, but they have something, some of their programming up there. But yeah, I mean, compared to everybody else, they are way behind the time.
All I know is that I know some people that do websites and that sort of thing, and the ones that actually do it for a living, it takes them forever to launch anything. They have to make sure it's perfect and everything is exactly the way it needs to be. The people that don't know anything about websites, they just launch them. They go from there. Who knows? Back in a moment, Observer Live. Yo, that was gonna flop. Y'all are part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, They're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot to talk about here today. If you want to give us a call, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. You can also try the Sports Byline, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And I want to congratulate my main man, Filthy Tom Lawler. Black Label Pro had a, it's basically a poll, the best match of 2018. And Filthy Tom, he won. Of course, I wasn't in this poll. Filthy Tom, Jonathan Gresham from January 13th was the winning match. The match of the year for Black Label Pro. I want to congratulate him. He is my partner. Don't want to take anything away from the guy. But I mean, Marco Stunt versus Swoggle was on here, and my match with Marco wasn't on there. What about the Chop and Rolls versus the Rock and Rolls? Where was that match on this? On this poll, I'm disgusted.
You did see that that Mikey went ahead and actually put out a sub poll.
Yeah, who's the wrestler of the year?
No.
Yeah,
no,
I want to talk about that one too. Grace, Filthy Tom, Kobe Durst, and Official Ego. I don't see myself on there.
Well, did you tool around a little bit here with his Twitter feed and go up to the post, which actually is a poll that asks which was the better BLP match, Filthy versus Gresham on 113 or Alvarez versus Marco on July 14th?
I didn't see that one.
Oh, yeah.
I told him not to do that.
Well, he's done it, and guess what's winning right now?
Well, I apologize to Tom. Maybe next time.
It's Filthy and Gresham.
Oh, get out of here.
It is.
Get out of here.
I'm going to retweet this right now.
Clearly blocked me from this. Don't retweet this. Once this goes viral, it's all over for Tom's big win.
It's too late, and you know how many votes there have been right now? 69. Nice.
This person here says, you've scratched number two off my bucket list, calling me a numbskull. Number one is being with the former Summer Rae. Well, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. At least you got one of the two. And this person here says, the Rock and Roll versus the Chop and Roll match was great. Thank you. I appreciate that. That man deserves a ballot. The Usos in the New Day will be challenging for Cesaro and Sheamus' SmackDown tag titles at TLC. It is a triple threat match. This is the full card here for TLC. Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose for the Intercontinental title. Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles. We have Becky Lynch versus Charlotte and Asuka in a triple threat TLC match. Ronda Rousey defends the Raw title against Nia Jax. If Braun Strowman is able to wrestle at TLC after undergoing elbow surgery this past week, it will be Strowman versus Corbin in a TLC match. If Strowman wins, he gets a shot at Brock Lesnar's Universal title, the Royal Rumble. And if Corbin wins, he'll become the permanent general manager of Raw. If he loses, he is no longer GM. We can only pray. Finn Balor versus Drew McIntyre. Elias versus Bobby Lashley. We have the SmackDown Tag Team Champions Cesaro and Sheamus versus the Usos and the New Day in a triple threat match. And the finals of Mixed Match Challenge Season 2. Who will go to the finals? Can't wait to see. It's coming up in just a couple of weeks right here. It's going to be a crazy weekend. That same weekend, that's the weekend of the MLW live special. There's a Ring of Honor Final Battle pay-per-view. I'll be at Defy on Friday night. Saturday is a Defy holiday party with myself, Lance Storm, and Filthy Tom Lawler doing a live Q&A. Sunday is TLC. I think there's a UFC and a Bellator that weekend. In fact, I know there is. The same night on Saturday night. So it's going to be nuts. What's everybody going to watch that weekend? Can't watch everything. Even Dave. Even
is
Dave
HBO's
is unable to watch
HBO's last
everything.
Boxing match, too? I think it's a Boxing After Dark that weekend, too, which, again, is very minor in the grand scheme of things, except for the fact that HBO is getting out of the boxing business for the first time since, I think, 1972, 73, whatever it was.
Sports here says, speaking of Hasi, kind of mad Keith Lee lost to Lars. Keith Lee is still getting established in NXT. He hasn't really done anything there. Lars isn't even close to his level. He could have cheated at least. Well, you're looking at this the wrong way. Lars Sullivan is going to be heading up to the main roster. There's a bidding war for Lars Sullivan. Lars Sullivan is going to be, I don't know if I want to say he's going to be the next Brock Lesnar, but I mean, he's going to be the next monster giant killer heel on the WWE main roster. Keith Lee is, I mean, I love Keith Lee, but right now he's a guy in developmental, and he's not being called up anytime soon. And yeah, if you wanted to, you could argue that Lars Sullivan should do a job on the way out, but sometimes people don't do the job on the way out. Asuka didn't do the job on the way out. She got pushed all the way up through WrestleMania as a killer. Lars Sullivan's going to get the big mega push. So, I like the match. I liked the match. I thought it was a lot of fun. I didn't care one bit about the finish. It's not going to hurt Keith Lee. They had a Haas battle that he happened to lose. I think everything's going to be all right. That's my opinion.
Well, people complain when they tape that, like, oh, man, Keith Lee lost. And it's like, well, who hasn't lost coming into WWE or coming into NXT? For the most part, I mean, everybody has taken an L going in there, no matter who it is at some point. So I don't think that's really the biggest deal in the whole wide world. And you see where, obviously, they had a plan for Lars, and I don't know if they had this exact plan when they taped the match, but he's certainly up on the main roster now, or threatening to be on the main roster now. So everything kind of worked out the way that it is. And again, one loss in NXT isn't going to hurt anybody, especially when you're Keith Lee.
Person says, look at what a little competition at WWE has done for talent's contracts and their ability to have options. Also, could All Elite Wrestling become the PWG of the East Coast if they're unable to get a television broadcast contract? I've mentioned this before, Eric. I'm going to mention it again. The people discussing the possibility of All Elite Wrestling, if they do not get a national broadcast television deal, there's not going to be an All Elite Wrestling. There's no point to it. Like, every single individual involved in the Elite, the former Bullet Club, they're all business people. Their goal is to do what they want and make a lot of money doing it. And they're not in there to be promoters and live hand to mouth. Yeah, I'm sure they could promote some successful shows, but I mean, I don't think anyone got rich off All In. I mean, there were a lot of expenses that went into that show. I know the show did well, but I mean, we never even got a buy rate number for it. So if the show had done really, really well, I'm sure we would have heard how it did on pay-per-view. Not to mention the WGN numbers. I mean, the WGN numbers were good. They were not great. They didn't light the world on fire. I mean, WGN wasn't clamoring to give them a television deal afterwards. They did a good number. It was not a disappointment. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, they could start a promotion if they wanted to. But right now, they're making a ton of money from Ring of Honor, and they're making a lot of money working for New Japan. And do they really want to throw away that money where, I mean, basically they can stay at home, they can work the dates that they want, they just have to fly in, do their stuff. I mean, I'm not saying this is easy. Obviously, they do a lot of stuff, and they got to bring a lot of merch and all the other stuff that they do to be the Young Bucks and Cody. But think about the amount of work that goes into actually being a wrestling promoter. And you have to run the show. And the ring setup and the lighting and the crew and the booking and the arranging flights for the talent and hotels and rental, the whole nine yards. I mean, you're not going to do that for chump change. So if they don't get a national strong television broadcast contract, they're not just going to start another promotion. There's already a Ring of Honor and an MLW and a PWG and all of those. And that's it. So, we'll see. We will see what happens in 2019. Could be an astounding year. Could be much ado about nothing.
Yeah. A lot of it's going to be really when it comes to Ring of Honor, because they're the ones who are, they take that back. Sinclair Broadcasting are the ones that could change the game because they're the ones with all of the money. They're the ones who let New Japan run Madison Square Garden. They're the ones with the massive television operation and the glut of digital sub-channels that they own and their hands in random places that could make it very difficult for anybody starting up to try to get involved in television, or they could at least try to hamper them if they so chose, because that would just be business to go out there and try to take anybody that may be a threat to them. So depending on how involved they want to be, and we've seen, you know, Sinclair be obviously very involved at times, but for the most part, sit back and be very passive, which drives a lot of their fan base nuts sometimes. If they really decide to get predatory and they really decide to get very, very active, they're going to be the ones that really are the benchmark for the entire year.
Let's go to the phone. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, guys, this is Matthew in Louisville, and I just had a question that kind of ties into what you guys were talking about already. What is the chance that Cody and the Young Bucks would sign, like, a one-night deal to work the Madison Square Garden show in WrestleMania weekend?
I mean, they wouldn't even have to sign a one-night deal. I mean, they could – I mean, as long as they commit to the date, I mean, they could work that date. I mean, Cody, like I said, Cody is working the final battle show. He's not under contract right now. So just because they're not re-signing with Ring of Honor doesn't mean that they can't still work for Ring of Honor. They could all be on the Madison Square Garden show. But thank you very much for the call. I believe Cody has already stated he's not going to be on the show. But they could be on the show. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as one business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780.
855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Let me read something to everybody here. It's from the latest episode of Main Event Radio. PCO here says, regarding his new exclusive deal, it is the best deal in my entire career. Between the opportunities they are giving me and the money involved, it is my best deal ever. It is only the beginning of a new adventure, a good challenge. I'm a bit stressed, but I feed off a good challenge like this. It gives me a huge chance to step up to another level and be able to accomplish that. It is something great. I'm hoping for things to turn around or turn out the way that I want them to. He's asking about making a comeback at the age of 50. Says, whatever it takes to accomplish my goals, there is already talk about making a movie about this comeback. At my age, to make a deal like this, it's a miracle. I have a lot of good vibes, positive energy. I have a lot of people behind me wanting me to succeed. I'm really making all the efforts and sacrifices to make it happen, working out every day. Sometimes I can't see my daughter for many nights in a row, but I know at the end of this run, I'll be able to have quality time with her later on. I was put on earth for this purpose. I've been working on the dream since the age of 14 years old. It has been mostly failures, but you have to keep going and keep the faith and go work hard and not care about negative comments and things like that. We all have something we want to accomplish and want to do. When I started this comeback, some people looked at me like I was stupid and laughed at me. You have to listen to that voice inside of you and know for yourself. And his match with Walter last year, he says, I was working in 2017 around different promotions in Quebec and Ontario. I got in touch with a promoter in Indiana who wanted to bring me in for a match in January 2018. It was a snowstorm. I barely made it in time. The flight landed. I headed right there for my match against All Ego Ethan Page. The crowd was stunned, chanting, this is awesome, and you've still got it. On my way back to the hotel, Joey Janela asked me if I wanted to be a part of the Joey Janela spring break. He was telling me that he had a big buzz for the first one the year before. There were now huge expectations for the second one. That, by the way, was Black Label Pro Wrestling. Mikey was the one that brought him in for that show and started the ball rolling on all of this. He talks about his match with Walter and how it turned everything around, and everybody was talking about the match, the comeback on Twitter, stole the show, and the rest is history, now signed with Ring of Honor. So there you go, the story of PCO at 50 years old, making this gigantic comeback.
Say what you want about Joey Janela and some of the matches that take place on some of the Game Changer Wrestling shows, as the David Arquette Nick Gage match showed. But there are also many cases, especially those spring break shows, a lot more things that are essentially like a Lollapalooza of wrestling. Your Marco Stunts, your PCOs, your lots of guys like that, and lots of wacky things to take place. And the boom of wrestling that is taking place, the boom of the indies and shows like PWG and AAW and MLW, it's allowed for shows like Joey Janela and all the talent out there to be featured on shows like that and get their fix, because it's some of these shows, some of the more non-traditional shows, which is giving you and giving us a chance to see people like Jordan Grace and others on a lot bigger stage that they may have not gotten in the past and elsewhere in the wrestling business if it was still the way it was. So it's been an amazing run here in the last couple of years. And as everybody gets more aggressive, as WWE continues to try to saturate the market globally, it'll be interesting to see who survives and who comes out of this.
If you want to give us a call, we've got phone lines open here today, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. You can also give us a call on the Sports Byline, 1-800-878-PLAY. As far as the Ring of Honor WWE stuff we talked about earlier in the show, WWE switched up a couple of dates on its schedule for WrestleMania Week 2019. Company issued a statement today confirming NXT TakeOver New York will now be held on Friday, April 5, 2019, and the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony will take place on Saturday, April 6th. WWE will be going back to its previous WrestleMania week schedule, with NXT TakeOver on Friday, April 5th, and the Hall of Fame induction ceremony on Saturday, April 6th. We believe this better serves our fans. The change first became known when WWE sent out emails about it to those who have purchased Mania travel packages. Individual tickets for TakeOver and the Hall of Fame have yet to go on sale. Both TakeOver New York and the Hall of Fame ceremony will be at the Barclays Center. Post-WrestleMania episodes of Raw and SmackDown also at the Barclays Center. The WrestleMania show, MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Change means the Hall of Fame ceremony will be going head-to-head with Ring of Honor and New Japan's G1 Supercard at Madison Square Garden on Saturday night. So, obviously, when you see this news, first thing you think is that, well, WWE is clearly trying to avoid having TakeOver and the Ring of Honor show at Madison Square Garden go head-to-head. That's why they moved it. Now, within WWE, this is the story of why it was moved, okay? So you can make of this what you will. Their story is that, and you can see here when they say that, what was the term? This is what's best for our fans going forward. Believe this better serves our fans. That's the exact wording they used. Their claim is that the Hall of Fame being on Friday and NXT TakeOver being on Saturday, a lot of fans fly in on Saturday for the NXT show, and thus they don't go to the Hall of Fame because they flew in on Saturday. So they're claiming the reason they moved NXT was if they move NXT to Friday, everybody will fly in Friday, and thus they'll be in town Saturday for the Hall of Fame. So this move was done, they claim, to help the WWE Hall of Fame. Now, to me, all I'm going to say about it is this. NXT TakeOver is always on Saturday night. Always. And this is just me selfishly. Friday night shows are the bane of my existence. I hate Friday night UFCs. I wish Ring of Honor did not run pay-per-views on Friday night. It just my whole schedule gets all messed up having to watch these things on Friday night. But forget me, okay? Wrestling fans are creatures of habit. I'm not saying that nobody is going to watch NXT if it airs on Friday. I'm sure it's still going to do very, very well in the WWE Network. I'm sure it's still going to sell out the whole nine yards. But to me, I don't move traditional Saturday night NXT TakeOver events to help the Hall of Fame. I don't do that. They claim they're doing that. You can all make of that what you will.
TakeOver's a hardcore show. Friday's the hardest of hardcore show. Well, I guess Thursday would be at this point when it comes to WrestleMania weekend. But it's WrestleMania weekend, and not everything can fit on the same day. There are things going on all weekend. I don't think it matters whatsoever. I think it's a good thing for WWE because they are not competing with anybody else. The Hall of Fame is a hardcore event. It's a historian's event. That can go heads up with the Ring of Honor show and can go on long and can drag into whatever the midnight show of Janela or Beyond or whatever is going to be taking place that night. And it will not affect some of their fan base who they are worried about being tired to go to WrestleMania the next day. So I think it's much ado about nothing. It just takes the TakeOver versus ROH/New Japan thing out of the water and out of the way. And again, I think it checks off a lot of boxes for WWE, none of which are necessarily bad. And again, it's WrestleMania weekend, so I understand, you know, wrestling fans being creatures of habit. But at the same time, again, with it being WrestleMania weekend and there being now 9 trillion shows and 9 trillion things going on, I don't think it'll be the end of the world.
Perez, the move will increase ticket sales for both shows at least. I'm sure a flood of people will now go to both TakeOver and the Madison Square Garden show. Well, MSG is not going to see any ticket sale increase. They're sold out. I mean, that show was sold out a long time ago. So, I mean, now people don't have to choose. I don't have to choose which one to go to. I don't have to try to make it to both. I can actually go to both right now. But this is not going to increase any ticket sales for Madison Square Garden because there are no tickets left.
No, no, the secondary market, yeah. I mean, as far as drumming up interest or something like that, or maybe somebody wondering about, you know, things freed up because they're waiting on getting their tickets from a secondary source. Now, that's possible because apparently there are a load of those tickets, I guess, on sale that'll be scalped off still as the show gets closer.
This person here wants to know, what's the over-under on Raw being better than last week's show? It's neck and neck, dude. It's neck and neck. I can't imagine it being worse.
Let's think positive here. It's going to be better, right?
Who knows? I don't know. I mean, anything's possible. What have they announced?
I don't think anything yet, have they?
Well, look at that. So...
So it's already better.
No, it could be worse. I mean, last week we got a Dolph Ziggler-Seth Rollins match, which was pretty good. I mean, if we don't even get that this week, I don't know how this is going to end up.
We have got no preview set up so far. We just have the man comes around as she apparently is number one or close to it in the WWE power rankings.
All right, let's go to the sports byline. Matt in St. Louis, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, guys. I want to talk about the last week locally following the death of Larry Matisick. Each of the TV stations here, all the TV stations, of course, had tributes to Larry. There was no shortage of videos and comments about what a great guy he was. He was the face of St. Louis wrestling. He kept wrestling alive following the passing of the guard from Sam Muchnick. There seemed to be a real positive distinction of Larry's time and maybe when he was in charge here. From the comments on Facebook that you could see from our local television stations here, the distinction between what Larry done, say, with wrestlers like David Von Erich, Ted DiBiase, Rocky Johnson, of course, King Kong Brody, as we called him here, his relationship with Mickey Garagiola, whose family was from St. Louis, and a lot of the comments on Facebook, like I said, were really fun to read because many of them were, I watched wrestling at the Chase with my dad or at my grandparents' house, or I went to the matches with my uncle. It was very familial. And it was just a very diverse group of people in St. Louisans who just remember him very fondly. And I wanted to talk about quickly something David talked about on Wrestling Observer about Brody having done jobs with guys like very few, of course, DiBiase, and I think Race was the other one he mentioned. Brody also had matches that he did with Dick the Bruiser that he lost, mostly probably by DQ. And then when Andre would come to town, the two of them would have a match. Whomever won, the other wrestler would always win the Battle Royal at the end of the night. So if Andre won the match between the two of them, Brody would win the Battle Royal and vice versa. So it was a very positive week with all the memories of Larry Matisick. And I think if you research some of our local TV stations, you can kind of go back a week or so and see a lot of those. And like I said, it was kind of fun to read the comments and the fans and how they remembered Larry.
Well, I want to thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it. And in the daily update today at WrestlingObserver.com, there's a link to Herb Simmons' Facebook page. And he's got a ton of stuff up there over the last couple of days about Larry Matisick and some of the – it's got a bunch of great pictures up there. There's a lot of information about how the local news affiliates have covered all of this here. So – Herb Simmons up there on Facebook. The link will be up in the daily update. Head up there and check that out. Very sad. Sad to see Larry gone. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. First says, does this affect the Black Label Pro show at White Eagle Hall? Oh, man. They are trying to take us down. Mm-hmm. Still going to sell out one way or the other. I don't know how. Or says, Brian, I'm sorry if you brought it up already, but you're getting season XFL tickets now, right? Got a team coming to Seattle. Is that true?
Yeah, I got one in D.C., baby.
Really? Is there really one? I thought this was being announced in a couple of days. It's already been announced?
Well, there's been a leak that's come out.
A leak?
Yeah, well, so Atlanta looks like they're getting one. Washington looks like they're getting one. St.
Oh,
Louis
man, here it
one.
Is. ESPN, yeah. Seattle, 710. Seattle won 8 cities to get an XFL. Oh, man. Oh, my life will never be the same. I can't believe it.
You see, football never stops now. You see, you're tired of the Seahawks. Now you got spring football coming. Not only that, it's the XFL.
I can't wait. Man, you're going to be taking over more shows than ever coming up next year. Maybe I'll get another show here on Byline. Brian Alvarez's Football Hour. The XFL Hour.
All XFL and AAF all the time, baby. Let's do this.
XFL Observer Live coming here to Sports Byline next year.
X-Observer Live.
Yes.
XOL. XOL.
XFL. XOL. WOXFL. Anyway. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll know in a couple of days if that's true or not. That's certainly the rumor. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Exciting.
Yeah. Hey, I want to thank you all for listening here today. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Lots and lots of stuff happening over the next couple of weeks, so be prepared for that. Got a lot of great stuff up at WrestlingObserver.com right now. More to come tonight. Myself and Vinny, NWA World Championship Wrestling 30 years ago. We'll be recapping that show. It's going to be a lot of fun, so check it out. And thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. Talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.